Good morning, this is Mark Cole with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade Grain Comments for today, Thursday, July 28th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were December corn down a half a cent, November beans down 2¾ cents, and September wheat up 2½ cents. The beans broke a dime once the exports were announced. Corn broke about 2½ cents. The exports weren't all that bad, 500 on wheat, 438 for old crop corn, 476 for new crop corn, but there was a net reduction of 1,400 metric tons of old crop in the beans and 678 for the new. So I guess that was enough to spook the market, was the cancellations. At 8 o'clock, it was announced that we sold 129,000 metric tons of beans to China and another 328,000 metric tons of beans to unknown. So perhaps all this buying the last couple of days has been this. Is it going to be good exports and lousy closes? We'll have to see here today. I would think the pros would like to buy a little bit lower opening. We've got the dollar down a half a cent here, so that may be an indication that they might want to look to buy a lower opening here. Some of the reports coming out of some of these little corn tours out here are talking about some of the corn experiencing black tip, shaving some of the high-end yields off. I think these reports are a little bit spotty, and I don't see any real general problem out here, but there is some talk about it. And, you know, with these kind of low prices with the funds short, it won't take much to put a little spark into the market out here. Funds are still way too long beans, in my opinion. We've got them over 100,000 contracts of beans, over 60,000 contracts of meal, and I think that's just too much considering the technical environment that we're in here. Not a whole lot of other news. The weather, we know it's going to get hot next week, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, 93, 95, and 97, but it also looks like heavy rains. We're expecting more rains here in Illinois today. So, you know, the beans can certainly handle the heat if we get rains out here. And really, that's about it. If the rains don't come next week and we get the heat, then we're going to have a problem. But they've been fairly accurate in forecasting these rains. So we'll see if they actually get them or not. And then it looks like it cools off after the Wednesday, Thursday, Friday next week. It looks like it cools back off. And again, we don't see any real problems out here. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.